if you've got any questions for us, head to our Twitter, which is @smoke_radio. And we're using the hashtag UWSUVote again, like we have in all the campaigning. And if you've been watching all the campaign or been involved in the campaign, then you've been known how tense it's been. So for starters, what happened with Harrow? Harrow got a bit, competitive, didn't it? And as for the other candidates, there was only two. There was two candidates which were running against Ron, which was Taswar and Sarsabil, which is, I'm not sure when the last time that happened actually, so that was also a shock. So we had the drama from Harrow, and we had those two running against Ron. The president got a lot of stick off Twitter for not being confident enough, for not being feisty enough, because everybody loves a bit of drama. And I have to admit, if there's no drama tonight, I will be causing it myself. I need drama, I'd have to say, but we have some very exciting things to reveal. I sent a little minion out today. I sent a minion out in the name of Alex, and he did an opinion poll for us. So we just want to say, this is not the official results. This is just someone who went around Harrow campus today and just got what you thought. So Alex spoke to a total of 362 people today. But obviously, as in a real election, a lot of people found it was too confidential to share. So they refused to speak to him, and we completely understand and respect that. But also, we spoke to a total, so then cancelling them out, we spoke to a total of 246, no, we, forgive me, we spoke to 362 people, and we figured out that the amount of people that had voted was 98, and the people who hadn't voted was 264. Oh, I've got the one way round. 98, I was actually looking at that very worried then. I was thinking, has that many people not voted? There was another hint of not drama, because if it was tight, then there would be drama. But so forgive me, I'll repeat that. So people who have voted was 264, and people who haven't is 68. So obviously, we didn't speak to everyone, and we didn't go to another campus. We just did the best we could last minute. And Alex, I blame your handwriting for that misconception. And we also did an opinion poll of who voted for who. But I'm not going to reveal that just yet. I want to bring you back to the scene where I am. So I am stood next to the lovely people from Smoke TV. They're going to be live streaming. They're going to be live streaming everything. So I'm not trying to say go to them, because you'll be missing our lovely audio. But if you do want to see a bit of visuals, go, why don't you look at them and listen to us? That would be amazing. If you want to listen to them, head to their Twitter or Facebook. You can find out where to watch. And of course, listen to us and tweet us @smoke_radio. I'm going to be saying that an awful lot. Back to the campaigning. So we tried to do something during the campaigning 2 weeks to try and get you involved. And we did a Why I Care campaign. And we tried to get people involved and tell us why you care. We used the hashtag, and we also made a mini-series, which is also online. So if you did feel like you didn't know what was going on, we gave you a little intro, but that's all too late now, because 4 o'clock today, the deadlines were done. And the schedule was to start about 6:30, but I think we're just waiting for more people to come in. So no more voting, now it's just time. I'm thinking about 7 o'clock. So what we have coming up for you, I'm going to stay here and I'm going to guide you through until the election starts. Up to then, we're going to have a listen to more of that Why I Care promotion, because we have little podcasts, little voice boxes. And we're going to be looking at that again when we sent Sophia out to the street of Harrow, and she got what everyone thought prior to this day. And we're also probably going to have a little music interlude that depends on how far everything's running, if everything's running smoothly or not. We're just going to see. We're going to take it as it goes. So back here, I can see Imran. Everyone knows Imran. He's looking at me like, don't say my name. He is the big boss tonight. He's running everything political. He was also involved in our mini-series, so check that out. And, oh, there's people waving at me, and it's putting me off largely. So, yeah, tonight we hope to talk to the Sabs. But at the moment, I am surrounded by flowers. Flowers for the people who win. What happens to the people who don't win? Oh, well, actually, I'm stood next to the flowers, so maybe the people who don't win can come get a hug off me. Right, I'll do that. I'll stand on guard. maybe Emma can hold the microphone and I'll jump in, I'll swoop in for a hug. That sounds perfect. Ooh, they smell so nice. And I don't know whether you can hear it, but it's very buzzing in here. Very buzzing. I just want to say that this year is very different for me, because last year I did not know what was going on. I knew that Otis, as a radio student, was going to promise me things, so I voted for him. But I'm not going to lie, I just ticked random boxes. So this year is very different for me. As being a part of the Smoke Radio Committee, I got to do all the election debates. I got to sit and help out and tweet for the Smoke TV election debate. I hope you saw that as well. That's when things really got fiery as well. So hopefully they'll catch all the action tonight. Oh, I've just been told we should be running in about 5 minutes. That is very exciting. Five minutes. And have I got Dan on the Twitter with me today?
Hello.
So our little friend Danny is going to be on the Twitter. Remember, @smoke_radio. What are you hoping to see on the Twitter? Come on, do you want some like some bad comments to fire things up?
Yeah, sure. We love a good fight.
Yeah?
We love a good fight.
Well, we don't want a brawl. Let's face it, we don't want a brawl.
We do, though.
Yes, we do. No. I said earlier, I don't know if you listened, Dan, I said, I'm going to get up in there if there's no drama. Faye's laughing at me. Like, Those are our little minions tonight. We're going to send them out, speak to people. Oh, I can't focus on anything else right now. I just want to have this debate. Well, not the debate. I want to have the elections. I want to have the results. I've been waiting for this for 2 weeks. Like I said, I've never been so involved in this campaign. I actually know what's going on. My decision was made, well, rightfully this time. Well, hang on. Let's rewind this. I think this is the best time to tell you the opinion poll. So we did an opinion poll. And for president, let's start with president. That's the big role. President. Just a reminder, this is just an opinion poll. This is not the official outcome. And I'm just going to say, President Freya led our opinion poll. Freya got 55 votes. Next up, it was Steph with 27, followed by Sikander with 21. Then it was Ryan, and unfortunately, Mayed was with 8 at the end. But like we said, that was not official results, but that just gives you a hint of what could happen tonight. We're going to look back at our opinion poll and say, hang on, if you all voted for them, who voted for that? And we're going to see some controversy, I'm sure. In relation to Regents, Tassawa got 22 votes, so we don't know if anybody had... But we know that a lot of people might have voted for Ron then, which is very confusing. But understandable at the same time, because if everybody thought his manifesto didn't make enough points, then it was going to be straight to Ron, right? And Marlebone, Salsa, also up against Ron, took a bit of a different turn. She got 39 votes. So just remember, this is just Harrow. This is not official results either. This is our opinion poll. Moving on to Cavendish, we had Sudo. And she unfortunately fell behind with Mariam. She got 20 votes. Well, she got 20 votes in our poll. And there's 23 for Mariam. And then Harrow. Harrow is the tense one, remember. Dun, dun, dun. Right. I'm not surprised, but I am, because I know that the Smoke Radio debate and the Smoke TV debate turn things around for a lot of the Harrow candidates. So up first, Olivia got 80 votes in our opinion poll. And that was followed by Dan Seamarks for 65. Followed by Treya with 42. And followed by Poppy with 27. And obviously, being in Harrow, we hear what goes through the grapevine first. We hear what's on the street. And we were very, very surprised by this, because we obviously think we know what's going on. We think, oh, I'm voting for her. We think we know where it's going. So that was just the opinion polls of the Harrow campus today. And we respectfully understand those who did not want to talk to us, because it is confidential. I don't know if I would have written it down. I don't know. But like I said, my informed decision this year, I think I made the right decision. Oh, I can see. Oh, my eyes are going towards the stage. Sarah took to the stage, but now she's back off. Oh, and the photographer's coming in, taking pictures of the candidates. It's about to start very soon. That 5 minute hand gesture I got about 10 minutes ago isn't quite true, is it? But we're still keeping it here. Oh, there's someone else. Oh, no, it's just a crew member. Just a crew member. Imagine that. Oh, this. Oh, Imran's. Oh, Imran's got his microphone. This could be it. This could be it.
USU elections 2016.
Wow. Mark on the jingle there. He was on Smoke. He's on Smoke TV tonight. He's forbid. He's gotten away from us for one night, but not too soon. I wonder if we have anything from the Twitter yet. Anything from the Twitter, Danny? No? Shaking their head. Come on, guys, get involved. @smoke_radio. It's the election debate. We want to hear, as soon as everything starts kicking off, we want to hear your, we want to see all those emojis. Send us those shocked face emojis. We could do that. Shocked face emojis. Or if you're happy, confident face emojis. That could work too. And all the Smoke TV guys are just in front of me, setting up right now. They're getting ready to... Tom, how long do you know, Tom? Imran. Nope, no one wants to talk to me. I'm not important enough, apparently. Just got blanked by two people. But it's getting very busy. Oh, I can see the CEO of the Students' Union. He's approaching. Imran's at the stage, ready. We will be posting pictures online on our Twitter and to our Facebook as well, so fear not. If you cannot get to your computer, but you are out and you have your phone, go on, have a look at our Twitter. And Andy Backhouse from the Andy Backhouse Show has just come back down. Brilliant selector show, I must say. Don't take photos of me, Andy. That pause for silence was me grinning. And it's going to be an awful photo. Never get your teeth out when there's flash on, my friends. I am going to say let's take a quick musical interlude because... And I'm just going to play it by ear. And as soon as anything goes, we'll go with it, right? So, at first, unfortunately, it's my choice of songs tonight, so get ready for this. It's going to be the first one, Arctic Monkeys. I'm a puppet on a string, Tracy Island, time traveling diamond, could a sheep heartache? To come to find you for in some velvet morning.
We'll get the results on the way.
Can you hear that? Oh, Imran, you got us excited, man. Oh, he just announced. He got his big microphone out, stood at the front of the stage. Oh, here we go.
I can't hear you. With that, can we have a round of applause for our CEO, Andy Smith?
Andy's obviously at the stage right now. He's taking his...
Evening, everybody. Thank you for turning up. The votes are in, they've been independently verified, and the result is... No, I'm afraid all the people involved in the elections haven't even told me what the results are, so I'll be waiting and nervous. So I'll be there as nervous as all you lot to find out who is going to be working with us next year.
I'm nervous too, Andy.
The elections are a defining moment for a student union. It's what we're about. It's about student leadership, it's about students being involved in who we are, what we do, what our priorities are for the year. The first thing I want to do is to thank all of you. Thank all of you for being interested to be here and find out who's going to be in charge. To thank all of the people who voted, because you did make a difference. And also thank the candidates as well. Whether you win or lose, a great big thank you for your interest in being involved in the student union. Standing in an election is a big decision. Whatever your reasons for standing, whatever your manifesto, whatever you want to talk about, what you're essentially doing is you're saying, I want to make a change, I want to do something different, and you're standing up in front of your peers and being judged. And you're being judged for a very important role. The officers are there to represent you. They're there to champion the student voice to the university and other people where it affects students. They're also trustees. They also have a very important strategic role for the organisation, overseeing our finances, our administration, and how we do generally, and reporting to the Charity Commission. So what these people are doing by putting themselves up is really important to us. And I think when we celebrate, congratulate, or commiserate and offer a shoulder to cry on tonight for our people. I just want you to remember that everyone who's been involved in this process and has put themselves up deserves our respect, whether they've won or lost, and I think they should all be really applauded for doing that. And I know it sounds cheesy, I said it at the briefing sessions, but whether you win or lose, candidates, whether you win or lose tonight, you've learnt a lot, and please don't forget the experience, no matter what the outcome. So, we're going to find out who our student leaders are. You've all voted for them. The results are coming up. Don't worry, I'm not trying to draw it out too much.
You are.
Doing a better job than me.
Some of the candidates are aiming daggers at me. But just please remember that just because we've chosen our student leaders doesn't mean that our students are not important to us anymore. They are. So we've got our student leaders who are going to be announced tonight, but you are all important to us as a student union. So please don't forget that you can still get involved, even if you didn't win an election or even if all you did was turn up and vote. You can still talk to us, you can still get involved, you can still do things. This is not the end of student democracy. This is the beginning of a full year of fun and things happening in the student union. Thank you very much, and I'll hand you over to
Andy, the CEO of the Students' Union there. Speaks much nicer than I do. Up next is Imran.
We had 2,214 students vote in the elections.
Brilliant, man.
And out of those 2,214, 971 voted for Harrow. 982 voted for Cavendish.
Technical difficulties with the Smoke TV feed. The current subs just got invited to the stage, but are being postponed slightly. I think they have a little memorial video for them. Imran is eating it up. This is time to chat rubbish like I did at the beginning of the show.
What was everyone's best experience over the last 2 weeks?
Usman at the back shouting and distracting everyone. Okay, you hit it here first, after party Yeander Croft tonight. I think after those 2 weeks of campaigning, plus this stressful time with a little bit of technical difficulties, we'll all go down and have a few. Here come the current subs: Lauren, Jim, Otis, Salsa, and Usman.
Everyone, your current subs cross the team. Right, if you guys give a minute explanation of what the new team can expect from their year. And you've only been in position for 6 months, so there's a lot to fill. A year and 6 months. You might want to stand closer to the mics.
Salsa. No? Lauren's being budged to the mic. Jim's fighting for it.
I'll be first, I guess. So, as president, I think you're going to have, first of all, 5 months more of finish off your course, your year. So that's the first thing. But after that, you're going to go into the induction phase. You're going to be thrown into NUS politics. You'll be thrown into inductions. You'll be thrown into understanding how the organisation works, how financial charts are read, how the strategic plan is made, the different partners in the university, and how you can make the biggest change possible. And then you're going to go into freshers straight away.
Freshers!
Just 2 weeks of madness, and that's awesome. You'll find out what your students are like. You engage with about 6,000 students just in a week, a few shout outs, and it's brilliant. And after that, you're going to committees, you're going to the university, and you'll start making some real changes. By Christmas, hopefully, you'll have a good idea of your goals, how you're going to get them finalised and achieved, and it's going to be awesome. So, good luck.
Here's Otis. Great response from the crowd. Of course, we are here at Harrow.
I knew a lot about myself, but coming into this role, I've learned so much, and I've still got 6 more months to go, so I don't know what I'm going to know by the end of it. But yeah, you're going to have a lot of sleepless nights, and you're going to be tired as hell. But you learn so much, and I can only say it's been a great experience so far on my life. So.
Very heartwarming.
Good evening, everyone.
Cavendish! Up next is Salsa. Nope, Osman's taking it.
Hello, IT. I'm a IT student. I think I'm probably one of the longest running subs, and I think it's been an amazing experience. I think when I'm an old man, I'll look back at my life and say, wow, I was so blessed to be a VP. And it's really, it's nice to say that you're going to be changing students, you're going to be helping them, you know? You may be in your final year, and if you win, you're going to be seeing students that are your first and second years. You can give them advice, you can guide them on what you didn't have, and sort of point them in the right direction. That's what's the most important thing, is that you'll have an impact. What to expect, you're going to get sleepless nights, you're going to get the ups and downs, but you've got to keep going, because we love what we do. We don't do it for the money, we don't do it for because we're people, we do it because we love helping you out. Whatever problem, big or small, we love what we do. We'll put in 100 hours in, and that's not a problem because we love what we do. So, just keep at it.
Remember that Salsa is the only one rerunning.
It is literally, you're getting thrown in the deep end. It's not an easy job, it's a lifestyle, as we've said to you over and over again. I wish all the candidates good luck. As Jim said, training takes a long time, and it's throughout the summer, so don't think you're getting any summer holidays. I'm getting told to talk. I hope that if I do get it, I hope that the fellow candidates that get it as well work twice as hard as my team that are leaving me now. Because I can't even imagine the new team without Jim has been loving the notice, so please live up to the standards.
A lot of heartwarming speeches from the candidate from the sub scene. Up next is Lauren.
All I'd add is you're in for an absolute roller coaster of a year and you're only at the start. You guys will be a team after tonight, so just make sure that you look out for each other and that you've got each other's backs. And that's all I'd add.
I'd just like to say four of the Sabs here aren't rerunning, and a round of applause to thank them for their hard work. And
we apologise for that major peaking.
And now I'd like to welcome Rob Tidy and Samira.
At first it's Marla Brown. It's very, very tense in here. Tweet us at @smoke_radio. Over to the guys on the stage.
Can we have Salsa Bill on the stage, please?
Remember that Salsa Bill is the only Sab running for a second year, and she is running against Ron.
Hello, Salsa Bill. Guys, do you know what happened to Salsa Bill at Christmas and New Year?
That is not true. I make sure that is not true.
Guys, Sazma got engaged.
Again, sorry for the peeking, but congrats to Sazma getting engaged. Oh, I think she's going to cry.
Okay, sorry, what has been the highest point of your year, Sazma? What's that? The highest point of your year?
And
what's been the lowest part of your year?
My lowest point was, I don't know.
Okay, well, everyone in here, I'm pretty sure, wants to know, what is Ron like?
He's scary.
But who is Ron?
We call him Ronald. He's re-upping nominations. Do not vote him next time.
Do you want to start? Should we get down to the serious stuff for you?
Here we go. Salsa versus Ron. It's too tense in here. Too tense.
There were two candidates standing for this position, Salsa Bill. One was Salsa Bill, obviously. And the other one was Ron.
Just said that.
And then you have won. Okay, so the total number of people who have voted for this position was
855. 855 voters.
Yeah, the quota to be elected is 429.
Okay, so in round one, Salsa Bill got 678
votes. Apologies on the peaking, I have to say that every time.
So, reopen nominations. Do you want to guess how many that could be?
One.
Two. It was 177.
Congratulations to Salsa Bill, she looks very, very pleased. The flowers are removing themselves from by my side and they're handed to her by Imran. Crowd going mental,
okay, so
obviously very happy. Salsa Bill just did an action of throwing the flowers back as if she was at a wedding. Your time will come, Salsa.
177 people out there don't like me.
Based on the positive.
I'm shaking, sorry. Thank you guys for helping me get through it. Thanks for the people that voted Ron, I guess. That was a competition that I was looking for, I guess. And I'd like to thank literally everyone that's helped me, and it hasn't been a really easy 2 weeks. Like, I haven't campaigned as much. I think if I campaigned as much, Ron wouldn't have got anything. But obviously the last 2 weeks I've been a bit hectic. I just came back and had to deal with some personal stuff. But other than that, I am the new Vespa at my run, and
the results for Regent Street will be announced in 5 minutes. Feel free to get a drink.
Oh gosh, that means I have to try fill time again. Good luck, guys. So, 5 minutes we've got. Oh, let's see if we can grab someone. Emma, let's go see who we can grab, who we can talk to. Oh. Anything on the Twitter? Anything on the Twitter? @smoke_radio? Oh gosh, Twitter's very quiet, guys. What are you doing to me? Let's see who we can talk to. Who can we talk to? Mylise, do you want to talk? No, she's shaking her head. That's the head of social, Smoke TV. Let's see who we can grab. Oh, I can see someone. I can see someone we can talk to. So, you know that opinion poll earlier? Our opinion poll earlier did actually say that 39 people voted for Salsa. Obviously, some of them didn't realise, didn't want to vote. And we have our minion who did the poll himself, Alex.
Hello.
What did you just think of that? Are you happy for Salsa?
Am I allowed to be show support for candidates now that I'm not doing the opinion polls?
Yes, of course you can. You can say everything.
Yes, I'm so glad Salsa got it. Obviously, I knew she would. Like, against just the reopen the nominations, like, I knew she'd get it. But I don't know. I think it's just a natural thing to be nervous. But like, obviously, I'm really glad for her because she was amazing last year doing it with when I was in the fans as well. She was amazing, like, always present and helping with that as well. So it was. I'm just really happy for her. Yeah.
Well, I think we're all a bit happy for her and her getting engaged.
Yeah, I'm a bit jealous. I missed out. Missed out there.
Oh. Well, if anything goes south, then yeah, we know you'll be the first one to be there. Yes, no problem. I'll give you your number. Shall I do that? Shall I give her your number? Is that a nod? I'll give her your number. Salsa, just in case anything happens, I'll give her your number, yeah?
Yeah.
Station run by the students for the students.
This is Smoke Radio.
Smoke Radio has just won Best Station. You guys feel pretty amazing, right?
Smoke Radio took the top prize at this year's Student Radio Awards.
We bagged Best Student Station and we couldn't be more proud.
Keep up to date with everything that's happening at Smoke. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
You're listening to Smoke Radio, voted best student station in the whole of the UK.
The UWF shoot elections 2016.
So welcome back. This is the Smoke Radio live coverage of the election finals. I am here with student Leonard Nadalku.
Hi, hello.
I just want, you just said what your role is in this university. Would you just mind explaining that to everyone else, because I thought it was really interesting?
Sure. Well, I've been elected a faculty representative, and I am part of the scrutiny panel. The scrutiny panel is a meeting in which we all faculty representatives from all of the university gather, and we are appointed to just assess the work of the sabbatical officers. This is something new. It was introduced by the actual sabbatical officers, and I think it's a totally amazing idea. And I've been elected the interim chairman of this this community, and we are trying to do a great job.
Wow, that's amazing. So what does, apart from, I know you said you analyse everything that sabbatical officers do, what else do you do?
Well, besides assessing their work, well, we do not actually do anything else. We just represent our peer students in different faculties. For example, I'm a faculty representative for MAD, Media Arts and Design. And we just look to strategies on how to improve the communication, all of the values that SU is based on.
Amazing. So you make everything run smoothly, basically.
Yes.
You make sure everyone's doing what they're meant to be doing.
Yes.
Okay, so big question. You must have voted, of course.
Yes, sure.
Do you want to reveal about, or you can keep it confidential?
Well, what can I say about voting? I've just watched carefully what the new candidates are doing, how they prepare themselves, what were their ideas about how they see things and how they'll do things. And I think I made the right decision, as I believe. But what I usually say is that I encourage them to do wonderful things, as the current sabbatical officers do. And I'm glad that I came to this subject, because I wanted to speak a little bit about the current sabbatical officers.
Sure.
I think they're amazing. They did a great job. They managed to just allocate time for everything they were supposed to do, and that was seen here in Harrow, in Cavendish, Marylebone, and everywhere. So they're amazing. What my expectations for the next team is to be as better as they are right now, or maybe even better. I mean, they need to keep the standard high.
Yeah, they do. They've got a tough tough lot to follow, right? And so obviously you're very upset. That would you wanted them to all have rerun? Well, obviously Usman couldn't, because he's been given the boot. He's been going for 2 years. So you're obviously upset that none of them are running again,
yeah,
apart from Salsa.
Yeah, because they were indeed a team. And usually to form a team is difficult. And when a team is formed, they have some values, they manage to do things together. But in the same time, I'm looking forward to this change, which I think is very important for all of us. And I think that will be amazing.
Amazing. Thank you for talking to us. We're going to shoot back to Imran, who's going to take the show away. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Lara and Lauren.
Well done. Here we go, Lara and Lauren. Lauren, current Regent's VP. There's a little bit of a fight because not the girls aren't tall enough to reach the mics. That did a hot skip and jump and get one down.
Would you be able to have
Tasswar
on the stage, please?
Tasswar is taken to the stage. He is also single candidate running against Ron.
So, you changed your poster halfway through this week. Why? And you're running against Ron. How are you feeling about Ron right now?
Did you see any France posters around?
That's why I was very quiet, unfortunately, but he's talking about his posters and how he had to swap them halfway through this week. I didn't actually get why, but stay tuned. That's why I was definitely getting that crowd going.
I mean, she comes into the office every day with lots of drama, you know.
Yes, we love drama.
How do you expect to live up to this?
I mean, if I do win, Lawrence still has 6 more months left. I think I'll probably vote for someone.
I can show you how it's been really dramatic.
Lauren promised to teach him how to be dramatic.
Running, there was Taswa and there was Ron. There's one seat available. The total number of people who voted is 773
people voted,
which means the quota to be elected is 388.
Front row, please.
There we go, salsa again.
Okay, so Ron votes 211.
I'm very excited already. I think we all know the answer here, as Ron got 211 votes. Congrats to Tesla. New VP of Regents. He is so happy. The flowers are being removed again from me again. I'm so sad to see the flowers go every time. I might have to run next year just for the flowers, they smell lovely. Speech. There we go, here's the drama ready. Just told everyone to quiet down.
That might not work.
I'd like to thank everyone that has voted for me. Seriously, seven. Well, how many votes did I get? 500. And those 200 people, seriously, like, I've got my eyes out for you. I'm just joking. But seriously, I've got loads of people to thank. Like, seriously, my family just thanked me. I was speaking to my dad, and I told him I'm going to run. And he's like a second generation immigrant. He's like, back home. He's like, back home during general elections.
405 people dying. I was like, hopefully I don't die by that next election. I'm still here. A lot of support. I don't know where that came from, but there's a lot of support.
So she was my campaign manager. Amazing campaign manager, really. Shouts out to Rude, Jackie, Vicky. You said Abdullah, Corinda, you know what? Corinda's actually doing a Labour Society event right now. So shouts out to him as well. One last thing. I would like to say that I was running against Ron, and I was the only one running, and it's my first year, so there's a lot of expectation on me, and I hope I can do my best to serve the Swiss people.
A lot of support from Nick Taswa, who won VP of Regents and LTS against Ron. If we look back, only 22 people said that they voted for him, but it doesn't matter because he's won. Up next. Who have we got up next? Anything from the Twitter? Have we got anything? @smoke_radio if you would like to tweet us. I'm having a little look now, and you're all being very, very quiet. Oh, shout out to Andy Backhouse. I see you there. That's the only one we've got. That'll do. Shout out to Andy, who I had a show just before this. Amazing show. Running for this year's SRA Selector. Very exciting stuff for both him and Smoke Radio. We are very proud. Surrounded by me, we have the Smoke TV lot, who are rushing around, getting all their lighting stuff for the next candidates. Bit worrying as they keep getting scared the stream's going to go down, but no worries, they've all got it safe.
Smoke Radio,
the station run by the students for the students.
This is Smoke Radio. So up next we got Cavendish. Cavendish was very, very tense for the Smoke TV debate. Ludo is up against Marion. And if we revert back to our opinion poll, they were only differed by 3 votes. So Ludo had 20 and Marion had 23. So we can see how that pans out. We don't know if that's going to be true. It could completely flip on its head. Anything can happen right now. Our opinion poll, remember, was just of Harrow. So really, we didn't get a good scope because often people don't really vote for the other candidates from the, when they're not very sure. So up next, Cavendish. What is going to happen? It's going to be very, very tight. The crowd is going absolutely mental. The crowd is going wild. Not really sure what is going to happen. And a lot of the SU are getting ready. Usman, current VP of Cavendish, is getting ready to attend the stage. Here we go. Over to him.
Introducing Auntie Tan, Usman from the Cavendish Party. Thank you very much for joining us.
Very nice, got the high heels on and everything. She's definitely going to the after party in the underpool. A lot of Ludo shouts. Oh, bit of Cav. Big Ludo show. Both girls very quiet, maybe a bit nervous, I suspect. The girls are being hugged while Usman reveals.
So, this is the elections for the Cavendish campus. There are three candidates standing for the position.
There's been Vika,
Marjorie, and our good friend Ronald Weasley.
We haven't heard that one before.
Ronald. So, there is one seat available for this position.
Only one.
The total number of people voting for this position is 965.
A total of 965 votes for these two candidates.
The quota to be elected is 484. Let's start with our good friend Ronald. So there was one round. Reopen nominations got a total of 43 votes.
That's the lowest yet. 43 votes for Ron. The lowest yet.
I like the support for Ronald. Good spirit. Mariana got a total number of 277 votes. Ludovica got a total number of 630.
Apologising for that, but that was a very loud reaction. Ludo looks like she might cry. She just became the new VP of Cavendish. Congratulations to Ludo there. So what did I say? I told you our opinion polls aren't always the way to go. Ludo got 20 in our opinion poll, where Marion got 23. That just really shows how things can look tip on their head. And look, the flowers have gone by me again, but they're rightfully on their way to Ludo. Speech time. Take it away, Ludo. The crowd is wild.
Amazing, just
So let's have a little quick recap as everything is getting turned around again. I think I just heard 10 minutes till the next candidate. That is not on. But anyway, back to the recap. So we've had Salsa, who is in her, who's taking the candidate. Say that again. Salsa is running for a second year as she just got nominated for VP of Marylebone. And also Taswa, who is simply against Ron, the same as Salsa. He got elected. And just now there was Marion against Ludo, and Ludo took the lead. Strong lead, may I say. All our updates are also being transferred to our Twitter. So if you want to catch any of that, tweet us. Have a little tweet. At @smoke_radio and check out our statistics, which are going online as I speak. But of course, listen to me because I'm a bit more interesting. I've got a bit more tone than those little letters. Yeah, that's it. So I'm looking at Twitter myself. Ludo winning with 644 votes. Congratulations to Ludo. We need to go grab someone. I need to speak to someone. I can't do this on my own anymore. I'm going to get someone to come speak to me. I need it. Well, who can I grab? Who can I see? Well, let's have a little short interval. Go grab someone.
You're listening
to Smoke Radio,
the station run by the students for the students.
This is Smoke Radio. So back here at the Smoke Radio live coverage of the election final, I'm with Jim, current president, Lauren, current VP of Regents and LTS, and Usman, who's been given the boot from VP of CAV. Are you upset? You've been given the boot because you've been running for 2 years. Are you upset?
No, of course not. I think I've always looked at the SU as where students will come in and they grow. So when they leave, they've grown. And I think it's time for someone else to kind of grow, take the reins, and really just kind of get stuck in and really mould the role to what they want and make the campus and make the students' voices heard. I think it's time for a new person. I think I wish them all the best for Ludo, and it should be a good year.
Are you happy about the person who just got appointed? Are you happy about the person who just got appointed head of VP of Cavendish?
Yeah, I'm chuffed. Like, I'm really happy for her, and she's done a great job campaigning. It's been quite grueling for the whole team, but she's done really well.
Did Ludo come to you for any advice or anything?
Yeah, she showed me her manifesto, and I just looked over it, and I said it was fine. So she's kind of come, it was popping in the office of advice, really, as well, which was nice as well. I'm glad I could be that kind of source of advice, really, which was kind of a pleasure for me.
Yeah, that's cool then, because you kind of already have a friendship then for when you go and do the handover with her.
Yeah, exactly, and it makes the handover sort of much easier, really, which is something I'm chuffed about.
What about you, Lauren? Are you happy about the results of Regents and LTS?
Yeah, I'm really happy. I mean, part of my reason for not wanting to rerun was that I did want someone else to have an opportunity at the year that we'd had. And I'm just so excited for TAS to start that. So, yeah.
You got a bit emotional before you went on in. You were like, no, Pastor Jim first. Why was that?
Just because he's so happy and I'm so happy for him. So, yeah.
He had a great, like, bunch of people in the crowd supporting him, didn't he?
Yeah, he's had a really good campaign team and he's really lucky to have had them.
Jim, tell us about the atmosphere in this room. Like I said, the crowd keeps going wild for some people. How is it in here?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's really vibrant. You can see that people care a lot about the elections. It's a highlight for the Students' Union every year. And seeing so many campaigners having worked so hard for 2 weeks, you know, taking the break from the studies and all that emotion together in one room is very exciting.
You guys must be kind of relieved that it's actually not you. You can just kind of like, there you go, get out of the way now, you can have it. You can have all these responsibilities.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of that.
It's nice. It's really nice to hand that over to them, yeah.
And also there's so much like less stress, like it's kind of just calm, you've got energy, like you've normal sleep pattern, no sleepless nights this week, which is definitely a step up from last year.
For 1 week this year, no sleepless nights.
Sorry, it was when you were like leaning towards them. We were just trying to hear.
Sorry?
I thought you were like leaning towards the like crowds and then. Never mind. Yeah, so and Otis talked about it a lot. He said that his whole year as sabbatical officer was a lot of sleepless nights. Do you think you're going to get all that back? Or because you've already had a year or 2 years of it. How are you going to get that back? Are you just going to do nothing for ages?
I think the kind of people that run for election are people that love doing lots of things in life. They're always balancing interests. There's not one sabbatical officer who just studied and went home. There's always much more in my entire team's life, in my life. So I don't think it's going to be quiet afterwards. There'll be other projects to do, other things to achieve and other targets to aim for.
Because you have to finish your degree now, don't you, Lauren?
Yeah, I've got my third year to do, so I think I'll still be having sleepless nights, but for my dissertation instead.
How weird is it going to be now? Are you going to be gutted that you're not the big boss of campus now?
I just hope that with me still being around, I'll be able to offer advice to the new team, and if they ever want to speak to me, I'm more than happy to give them guidance.
And drama tips, right?
Yeah, if they want to be dramatic, I'll help them.
Well, thank you guys for talking to me. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
See you soon. Right, I want to hear from people on Twitter, but they're just not talking to us. No, nothing from Twitter. At @smoke_radio, guys, we're here for a reason. We are just waiting for the next results. Up next, it is Harrow, the very tense and exciting one, the one we've had the most competitiveness. And around me, I can still see all these people getting as excited as I am. So we'll see where that takes us. Been waiting for the most tense moment of all, not just because we were on her campus, but because it's been the most tense competition. Dan, Treya, Poppy and Olivia have taken to the stage. Well, Olivia's taken a little bit longer. Oh, she's running in with a pint in her hand. That's my girl. Here we go. Olivia's put the pint down. Thank you, Liv. Just waiting. Otis will be revealing who is the new VP of Harrow.
Who is the winner for this year? We've got a few questions for you guys.
Oh, there's a few questions.
Starting off with Dan, who's the closest. As the editor of Smoke Mag... I'm joking, QH.
QH!
If you could sum up this whole experience in one headline, how would you do it?
I think it would be just amazing students at everyone.
Very sweet.
Okay, so
a lot of support.
During this election period, what is your favourite onesie bin?
The one.
Poppy's worn a lot of onesies to uni recently.
to bed once a week out of bed. Or one go straight to union.
All of you in onesies.
Okay, if you could describe your experience in one song lyric, what would it be?
I did it my way.
Brilliant response there. Question was, Olivia, if you could describe your campaign in one way, what would it be? And she said,
I did it my way.
But better than that. I shouldn't have done
it's
that.
It's now time.
Here we go.
So, there are five candidates running for this position.
Just quickly to remind you that Olivia won our poll that we took today around Harrow. That does not mean she will win PP.
The total number of people voted for this position is 957, and the quota is 480.
Okay, so in round one...
957 votes.
Two hundred and sixty-nine. 321. 95. 232. And 140.
So this means that Rod has the lowest number of votes and he's therefore been eliminated.
First round over.
Round two. Trio got
271. 323.
Poppy has been eliminated. Before that, in the first fight, there was Ron, now Poppy. Up next, and the final three for VP of Harrow. Liv, Treya.
281.
337.
251.
Therefore, Liv has
Unfortunately, Olivia just got eliminated in that round. It's down to Treya and Dan.
To win the elections, Dan received 365.
Congratulations to Dan, new VP of Harrow. I have goosebumps. Everyone is crying. There's a lot of hugging. Everyone is running to the stage to hug Dan, all his campaign team, all the people from the QH. Smoke Radio's very own Dan, who has been segregated from us recently because of this election, has now become VP of Harrow. We are very proud of you, Dan. And he gets those flowers that I want. Imran is taken to the stage. Very good competition, guys. Well done to everyone. Treya is exiting the stage in her very high heels and very lovely dress. A lot of tears for them too, as her and her campaign team come up to her.
I've got home. I can tell you, I spent one night on a dog sofa in this election. I walked 36 miles. Yeah, I slept on a sofa with a dog. Danny, Emma, Gabby, Jack, Kate, Josiah, Lucy, myself, Mina, Owen, Rocky, and everyone else has helped in every way. And I just want to say a big thank you to everyone that's voted. It's been an amazing experience, and I can't wait to get started and take on this amazing man here. Woo! Yeah! He's been amazing, and I can't wait for him to do the stuff his last 6 months and then take on my weight.
Winning speech. teacher from down there. He's become the new VP of Harrow. Run to the stage with everyone up in arms to see Dan. Wow, everyone's running around now.
The UWSU elections 2016.
And we're back in the room. Wow, that was very exciting. So just to give you a run through of everything, new VP just announced, Dan, VP of Harrow. The new VP of Cavendish was Ludo. The new VP of Marylebone was Salsa, returning for a second term. VP of Regents and LTS is Tassawa. And of course, up next is the President. What comes next? Everything's kind of calmed down. I'm guessing we're having another break, which means I need to try and talk again. I'm going to try and talk to someone. I don't know who I'm going to grab. I can see Otis very close. Maybe I can grab him. Oh, he's being surrounded by a lot of people. Obviously, it's a big talk right now because he just had to hand it over. We should grab a few words from him, see what he's going to do. Let's switch over. I can see the presidential candidates coming towards the front now. They're getting ready to be lined up. Very excited. I can see Freya. Zakanda. Oh, too exciting. Too exciting.
You're listening
to Smoke Radio,
the station run by the students for the students.
This is Smoke Radio.
So I'm here with Otis.
Hey, what's going on?
You just got off stage. Are you happy of the results?
I'm so glad that I won. I mean, it's so good.
Hang on, fast forward to this year.
Oh, right, yeah. I mean, Dan is very hardworking, for sure. He's so involved in the SU already, and he's done great things this year with the QH, so I can only imagine good things are going
to
happen.
I could see him getting interviewed by the QH now. They were all very happy for him. They ran straight to the stage. It was quite electric in here, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, so many people supporting him this year, mainly through the QH, I think. Maybe not, actually, I don't know. But like, so many people have supported him, and his branding this year has been brilliant for elections, and he's not had backing from QH, because that's not allowed,
no.
but he's had the backing of anyone who he's got involved with this year, and I think that that's really good, because he's been so involved that he knows so many people, and I think that's really how you do win these elections as well.
I didn't really get a chance to talk to you during the build-up to this day, but there was a lot of tension between the Harrow candidates.
Yeah.
What are you making of that? Was it the same last year?
No, see, last year there was loads of tension in the elections generally, and I tried to keep out of that. I even got threats last year from candidates that I wasn't running against, which is crazy.
What do you mean threats? Like,
just people approaching me thinking that I was working with certain people as slates. Me and the candidate that I was running with, or against, Lucas, we kept it clean the whole way through, so it was really great. I think just because there's so many candidates running for this position, whereas last year it was two, this year it's four, well, three and five, I think there ultimately just will be more tension. There's more opportunity to have conflicts. But I think generally the election process went better than last year as a whole. I think that the candidates now won't have any issues with each other, but I think that it's just part of the elections and nerves and stuff like that.
Wait, am I right in saying you were allowed to vote this year?
I was.
How hard was that decision in Harrow-wise and then as a whole?
Yeah, it was very difficult because I'm friends with all of the candidates. I spoke to all of the candidates about running as well. So I did believe that all of them could do a really good job. So I got to the point where I was like, should I even vote for any of them? Because I'm so sure all of them would have done a good job. It was just whether or not who would do the best job. And so that took a lot of thinking. And to be honest with you, I hadn't made up my mind. I had thoughts of what I was going to do at the beginning. They changed halfway through when I started speaking to the candidates. And by the end, hopefully made the right decision and added to the votes to get the winner.
Are you going to give away who you voted for at all, or am I not going to get it out of you?
That would be a bit naughty, isn't it? I'm not even sure if I'm allowed to tell you.
Oh, true. But maybe, true. So, like you said, you're friends with these candidates, all of them, so handover process is going to be pretty easy now.
Yeah, I think that I'm going to be rough and tough in the handover, and I already have got so many things that I'm thinking of to do in the handover, and it's like, it's very difficult to do such a large kind of handover in just 2 weeks, but yeah, no, I think it will go really well, and just considering how much Dan already knows, it would just be so much easier for me to explain things, and I think it'll be good. It'll be a good 2 weeks.
Exactly. He definitely has his foot well in the door.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for speaking.
Yeah, yeah. And I just want to say well done to all of the candidates who ran. Everybody was so positive the whole way through. And a big congratulations to Dan, obviously, for winning. Through all of his campaigning, he definitely deserved to win. Like, his branding was so strong. His campaigners, I saw them everywhere I went. So a big congratulations, and I'll see you in July when I do the handover.
Nice, so you can get some sleep now.
Thank you.
No problem. I enjoy the rest of your night. Anything from the Twitter, @smoke_radio, it's been very quiet tonight. I'm very disappointed in all you guys. Nothing for me to talk. I've got no one to talk to here. I mean, I'm grabbing people every now and then, but I want to rock. And my two little social media minions are shying away from that old mic. Well, let's just see. We've got, I don't know how long we've got. Have we got 10 minutes or something? Well, it's been a while. They're hanging about a bit, and those flowers are still staring me in the face. There's one bunch left. F the press, as one rapper once said. I could take those now. I could take them now. Well, time for another musical interlude, as this is delaying my life away. So we are back here, Smoke Radio's live coverage of the election finals. We've had all of our VPs announced, but we're just waiting for the president to be announced. And I'm here with Mark. He's a first year student. And Mark, I just want you to say, this is your first election.
It is, yes.
How are you finding it?
I'm quite surprised at how many people are and how much it actually means to people.
Okay.
I didn't realise it. When you first come to uni, you don't realise how big of a thing it is, but you look at the emotion on like Dan's face, he's crying.
It's mad. Insane.
It means so much to quite a few people. Like, I just, yeah, it's mental.
And in here, like the atmosphere, like there's a lot of crowd reaction.
There's so much. I didn't think, like, it means a lot to the VPs, it means a lot to the students as well. It's great.
Because I wasn't here for last time, I had hardly any involvement at all. So as a first year, you've already beaten me there. Did you vote?
I did, yes. I'm quite happy with the results as well.
Are you? Oh, okay. Oh. Who keeps shouting on that? Is that Otis?
Just to like bring you to your attention, we've also scored your live stream right now. So tell a friend that's not here currently to listen to the stream. Also, it's also going to be an after party downstairs. It's 14 TV's live broadcasting as well. So don't want to trouble. And
there we go. Shout out to the party. After party at the Undercroft. I just said under party at the Aftercroft. There we go. Actually, hang on, new slogan. We could make that work. Andy Backhouse, don't go uploading pictures of me. I know I look dazzling, but I'm a bit lost in what's going on tonight. I don't need you to be tagging photos of me, although I kind of secretly love it. So, what is happening next? We are still waiting. How long? Someone relieve me. Of how long is the next person?
They should be on right now.
Yes, exactly, Emma. They should be on right now. This is the thing we keep getting. Oh, what am I going to do? And especially when there's no tweets. There's absolutely no tweets. You're going to get bored of my songs. Although I think my song choices are great. I'm experimenting from the playlist today. For those of you who just tuned in, I'm just going to give you a quick rundown of what has happened so far. If you've just tuned in, you're kind of, not a lost cause, but you've missed quite a lot. All the VPs from today have been chosen. So, starting with Regents, we have Tassawa. He won against Ron. Malibone with Salsa. She won also against Ron. It was tight in our poll, our personal poll, but in real life it wasn't tight at all. Ludo took Cavendish off of Marilyn. And also for Harrow, Dan stormed to first place, whereas our poll said he wouldn't. So there we go. It's tonight. Oh, hello. We have a Stephen Mitchell on the Twitter. He says, poor Ron loses every year, but I think he's a real winner tonight. Oh, no, I read that wrong. So poor Ron loses every year, but I think the real winner tonight is Imran. Well, yes, of course. Imran, the political coordinator. Yes, you are the winner. keep on tweeting in at @smoke_radio. We want to hear from you. I'm a bit disappointed. If I was on the other end of this, I would be tweeting away. My reactions would be everywhere. I'm trying to keep her quite, you know, as a presenter, I'm trying to keep her quite a middle ground. Not trying to show my favouritism, but it's also because mainly most of the people I voted for haven't actually gotten into the position they wanted. So it's a bit of a shame for me. I haven't had a chance to get excited. So just the countdown to the president now. Just to remind you, if you do not know and if you have not voted, which you should have, we've got Freya, Sikander, Ryan, Mayed and Steph running for president. In our opinion poll, we had Freya taking the lead with 55, followed by Steph at 27. So we haven't got long till we find out if that is actually on its head or not. Stay tuned. You're listening
to Smoke Radio,
the station run by the students for the students.
This is Smoke Radio. Wherever you are, whoever you're with. Tweet us at @smoke_radio or follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/smokeradio.
Slow down, lie down.
So we are back, we are live, and I'm just about to get the social media minions to take her a picture of me with the flowers which I want so badly. Oh, that silence is, hang on, I have to stay still, so the story is going to be like 2 minutes silence. That was a big flash, I bet that looked horrible, thank you. But there's me holding my winning flowers. Joke there for the presidents, which are up next. We've got Freya, Sikander, Ryan, Mayed, and Steph. I don't even know who's going to win. I have absolutely no idea. But while you're gone, everyone ran off for a little cigarette break, a little wee break. So it's everyone's run away. I think maybe they don't care about the president. Oh, I don't know. But they've all disappeared. They're all going to come back soon. We've got apparently 5 minutes, although Imran is key liar tonight, telling me it's going to be 5-10 minutes. It really hasn't been, but it's still lively in here. We just need all those people to come back from the toilet. I bet that queue is going out the door. And there hasn't been much drama tonight. Apparently a few people stormed out when Dan won Harrow, but that is just the word on the street. I think I was too busy watching him cry with happiness, which is very sweet. But apparently that happened. There's, other than that, no drama. So soon it's just going to be me. And I'm going to have to make it. We haven't had too much drama this year, apart from there was a few Twitter accounts which were by unknown users, and they were causing a bit of a stir during the TV debate and the most of all the Smoke Radio debate. I don't actually know what happened between that, but I know that the SU were looking to get rid of it because it was a bit harsh, and obviously it was running under their name, under the UWSU vote, but as a account rather than a hashtag. So it was a bit unlawful, really, presenting as someone else. But the countdown is still going. I'm here with no tweets from you guys. It's been awful. I can see Vote Freya badges. I can smell something very strong. There we go, my little minion, she's sprayed. a bit much if I've got to say. Imran, I can see Imran, he might take to the stage. Nope. Nothing. It's anticipation. Oh, I've got Jim in my eye line. It's about to happen, guys. The new president of Westminster Uni is going to be announced very, very soon. Smoke TV just set up in our little social media hub over here, into our Smoke Media hub, and they're getting ready. I can see them moving those cameras. Mark is on it. If you do not know how you can get involved tonight, you can watch live via Smoke TV. You can listen live, which you are doing right now, via us. And there's also a live blog by the Quinton Hog. So head to the QH website for the live blog at smoke_radio and also smokeradio.com.co.uk. But you don't need to know that. You're listening, I think. I kind of feel like I'm just here on my own. But if you tweet, I'll feel better. Is that bribery? Kind of. And anyway, Smoke TV, head to their YouTube channel where they are live streaming right now. And I'm seeing the cameras get into position. Things are tightening up. There's just simply been more announcements since you've been gone. More of the after party, which I think a lot of people will be heading to. It's held down in the Undercroft, so maybe you miss the election and you live close. Head down to come party with us, because I know the candidates need to get rid of a lot of stress. Oh, there goes Imran. That's okay. I'm not saying anything important. Take it away. President time.
Well, guys, I have to say I'm incredibly proud to be here today to announce who won the presidential election. It's a very important position. The winner is going to learn an awful amount over the next 12 months, indeed next 18. So I would invite all the presidential candidates to come up to the stage. Come on down!
I have no idea where I got my backing from because I have been to all the campuses. My campaign team was from different campuses and different courses. So I think I have backing from all the campuses. That's what I can say.
Well, did you say the same?
To be honest, mostly Harold and Cavendish, yeah.
Andy Talon, so Seth off.
Where do you get most of your support? Where do you get the campaign group?
Everywhere. We went to every campus. I've been to every campus. So yeah, like the response everywhere.
Excellent. Great. My question to you. How do you agree?
Put the flowers down in my mind. Suggesting somebody's life is going to change forever.
Well, this might be interesting.
He's read all the results and already oohed five times.
There are two pieces of paper here, ladies and gentlemen. Bear with us as we go through this.
Is he a crowd pleaser or is he a crowd pleaser?
There are six candidates standing for this position. And there is one available seat. The total number of people who voted for this position is
2,142
votes in total. Very good turnout.
The first round, the candidate has to get 1,072 votes. Yes, that's because of the British.
In round one,
the candidate received 591 votes.
Stephanie received
219 votes.
Ryan
received 335 votes.
Ron received 82.
Maybe next round.
Imran's clapping for Ron as per.
Maya received 245 votes. And Craig received
600.
Congratulations. Prayer stormed.
Little while to go yet. 670 votes.
670 votes.
We open nominations at the lowest number of votes. That is therefore being
Tier 1, done. So we'll Prayer taking the lead hugely.
Round 2. Sikander received
594 votes.
Stephanie received
221 votes.
Ryan received
337.
Maya received
246.
And the last candidate in this round, Freya, received
673.
Congratulations to Freya again. Storm into the front.
That means Stephanie had the lowest number of votes in this round.
Goodbye, Stephanie. Good luck to the rest of the candidates. They're having a big group hug right now. They are prepared for what's about to happen. Tweet us at Smoke _ Radio with your reactions. Remember, this is your new president.
Sikanda received
611 votes.
Ryan received
368 votes.
Maya received
258 votes.
And Freya received
701.
Insane amount from Freya again.
Nobody's reached 40 yet. Nobody's won yet. Can't tell us.
Thank you for that reminder.
Maya Darnett had the lowest number of votes in our queue.
So we go to a fourth round. And in this fourth round, Sikander received
636.
It's very tense right now. Everyone is holding onto the person next to them, including Maya and Stephanie.
11.
And Freya received
734.
Therefore, Ryan received the most number of votes in this round and has been eliminated. We're down to two. Okay. So there are 98 votes separating our final two candidates. Ryan received 411, those votes transfer. This could all change. And in the final round.
The new VPs are ready to storm the stage.
So,
they're ready to congratulate their new president. They're taking my flowers with them. Here we go. What a reaction. No words of what is happening right now. celebrating, they are running to one another. Freya is there, she's with Jim. She's getting ready for her speech. What's she got to say? There are a few tears I see. She apologises for losing her voice. Not good timing. Me too. That was Freya's speech. She's saying thank you to her campaign team who are at the front and they are cheering her on and videoing and taking photos. Freya's to leave the stage. Very exciting here right now. Your new president is Freya. She won by a lot of votes. I have again got goosebumps when you have a reaction like that. It is crazy. Wow, lots of hugging. Salsa's gone in straight for a hug. Right. Everybody like is just watching. Your sabbatical team for the next year. The new staff. It's picture time in here right now. Picture and screen time. Group hugging, there's cheering, photos galore, and obviously tears. Imran's going in.
Sasa, this is your new team, how do you feel?
I miss you guys!
Oh, Lauren's gone as well, all the tears.
It's gonna be incredible, let's be honest. Lost the words!
I can see Jim's eyes watering up too. Congratulations to everyone. Here goes the current Sabs. Back on stage. And after the photos, Otis is insisting that Salsa runs off and then straight back on, which is also ridiculous and humorous at the same time. Here they are, lots of shaking hands. Big hugs. Touch Salsa and Lauren right now in my eyeline, crying their eyes out. What an amazing night this has been. Ludo is being surrounded by many people. She's actually disappeared. Oh, and there we go, the music is nice and low now. I can actually hear myself. So, oh, there's more storm in the stage. We're gonna head to Twitter. I posted, well, Smoke Radio posted a photo of me holding those flowers before the new president got them. I really wanted those flowers. And Tom needs to get off the mic.
We're so happy about no appeals. Amazing. And big shout out to everybody that's taking care of the technical side of things. We've got Pat over here. They round of applause, Pat. Big round of applause to the Smoke Radio team. Abby, Emma,
there we
Terry.
Go.
Not stopping at
the
QH.
Yeah,
we're that's
a shout out I needed. Smoke Media.
Who else? Oh, magazine. And Sarah Parsons, the legendary Sarah Parsons, let's not forget her. Rob Tidy for taking care of us, Benny, thank you for having us. And ladies and gentlemen, there's an after party downstairs, so, yeah, you know. Run. Yeah, just have a good time. sorry.
Before Tom gets too overjoyed for once in his life, we're going to head back to Twitter before we bring the night to a close. So as I was saying, I posted a picture with me and those lovely flowers, which I didn't want to give away. And the Westminster SU Twitter tweeted back saying, Imran loves everybody but us, and then four crying faces. I think that's very true. And Imran, if anything, I deserve the flowers from talking so much crap all night and trying to get this party going.
Guys, we've got a lost phone.
Tom, I swear.
If anybody sees a Samsung, can you please bring it to the booth of COS?
Tom is a visual guy. He doesn't get that there's audio still going on over here. One last tweet of the night. It is from a...
Guys, remember downstairs, after party, let's vacate the space and have a good time tonight.
Three strikes, Tom. Three strikes.
So that's okay. We've got a DJ down there as well. So get down there, relax. And a big congratulations and well done to all the candidates. Everybody had a run.
What he's saying is very
so
true.
So yeah, the bar up here is shut, so everybody definitely has to go downstairs now. So thank you very much for coming, and we hope you have a lovely evening. We'll see you downstairs.
Okay, so that was very true, but before he interrupted me, we had a Twitter that said, I like the fact that Westminster SU, the QH and Smoke Radio are live tweeting despite my late finished lecture. Hashtag good job. Yes, we covered all of it today on every basis. If you somehow are listening to this on the podcast, congrats. Everything is up there for you on a blog by the QH, live streamed visually by Smoke TV, amazingly, and obviously this by us. That is literally everything, apart from we just had a tweet from the Westminster SU saying shout out to Smoke Media. Yes, we agree. Shout out to the Smoke Media team. Congrats to all the candidates for tonight. We have the new VPs and presidents. We were ready to start next September, and they could say goodbye to their sleep, really, because they're going to have a great year, but it's going to be very tiring, and I think we're all excited to hear what they are going to do.
You're listening to Smoke Radio.